iFM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dave Fisher is the City of Johannesburg Councillor for Ward 74. He's very involved in trying to assist with the billing crisis. But firstly, let's establish if there is indeed one. Dave Fisher, good morning. How are you? Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning, Art. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm just hoping, you know, one of our listeners just said that, there's no intellectual content on this radio station and it's so shallow. So I'm just hoping that you're going to help us raise the standard a little bit. No pressure, Dave. No pressure at all, eh?
No, great. That's terrific. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And I hope that I live up to the expectation.
Okay, so let's try. Okay, so first of all, is there a crisis? I know that you and I have spoken about a case where there was clearly quite a large mistake. We're starting to hear more and more people saying they're getting these bills. Zanati told us about a friend of hers as well.
That was told that she's in arrears and she needs to pay immediately, otherwise her electricity is going to be cut off. And then the next day or 2 days later, she was told that if she's paid, she must ignore
them. That, basically.
So
we're starting to get the sense of this deja vu. Are we back to a crisis?
Whether crisis is the right word or not is debatable, but there definitely are problems. There have been problems. The problems are ongoing. They seem to be coming to a bit of a hiatus at the moment. And I think a lot of it's got to do with COVID. I think, you know, there was a challenge within the finance department in terms of staff being at work, not at work and all the rest of it. But it is also in some way related to the fact that the municipal year works from the 1st of July to the end of June. It's a highly regulated environment. There's a lot of legislation around what can and can't be done. A lot of control from National Treasury as to how we do it. And one of the important things and a success story in Johannesburg has been the budget. The budget had to be approved at the start of the year, 1st of July. And it wasn't. There was a lot of negotiation, and it's one of those things where the DA played a critical part in that we had to buy into the budget for it to be passed, because it needs to be passed by 50% of the councillors that are elected in the council, not just who are in the meeting, but who are actually councillors, for it to be passed. It's been the problem. We've seen that problem in Pretoria, where they didn't have agree on a budget, and they had all sorts of problems from that. We thought we were very successful. We negotiated hard as the DA. We negotiated very hard. We got an additional almost 500 million rands worth of additional things added to that budget, largely in the area of infrastructure upgrades, which I think is another topic, and it's a topic that I think you and I have spoken about before as well. So we ended up with a budget being passed on the 9th of July. Tariffs and all of the costs and rates went up in that budget. So there was a problem with trying to get the accounts organized, because the accounts would normally have run from the first of the month, and we insisted that the increases could only apply from the time they were approved. So there was a whole lot of work to be done on trying to get accounts organized, and I think that's caused a whole lot of problems within the council. The other thing that's caused a whole lot of problems in the council is the fact that COVID has had a very serious effect, and I know you have done a lot of work on examining what the effect of COVID has been. A lot of people have lost their jobs. I saw a statistic this morning that unemployment in now in South Africa is 30.1%. I think that's going to go up as we see the effects of COVID on it. So income coming into the council has been very difficult.
Right.
A lot of people who have lost jobs just can't pay.
Well, in fact,
the
research at the end of sometime during July was saying that that people can't meet. These are the bills that people can't meet their expenses, and the first thing they hold back on are things like rates and types of accounts.
So that's when the city's credit control department got a little bit overzealous, and they sent out all sorts of requests to people, some of which were fairly firmly worded, that you know you're going to be cut off if you don't pay tomorrow and your account was up to date. They then very quickly had to retract that and say, dear customer, if you have erroneously received a message that your account is in arrears and due for cutoff and has been fully paid, kindly ignore. So, we apologize for the inconvenience caused.
I'm getting messages from people to say that they can't hear you for some reason. So what I'm going to do is just get back to you immediately. Time is 7:20. Time is 7:24. In fact, what I'm going to try and do is call Dave through another way, just because I think that might be a little clearer. Lee wants to know why is pay as you go more expensive, and let's just see if this is any better. Dave, can you hear us? Oh dear, no, definitely not. We are seeming to have a problem. All right, we're going to get Dave back. We were talking to him on Skype. It wasn't working, but we are going to try and get him back on. We are looking at the problem with regard to the city council with billing, and there does seem to be a concern around it. He wouldn't, Dave, saying it's not necessarily a crisis, but there does seem to be a problem. Dave, let's see if that is any better. Are you with us?
I'm with you. How do I sound? Am I clearer?
Well, the strange thing is that you sounded clear to me before as well, but we started getting messages from listeners saying they can't hear you properly. All right, so let's just go through this. So we know that people have been out of – so there's an inefficiency issue because people have been out because of COVID. There's also a extra concern because people aren't paying their bills, so there's a cash flow issue there as well. All of this – do you think has caused some of these glitches perhaps in the system, and people are receiving bills that don't really make sense?
Well, Howard, I think we've got two problems. We've got the one that you just mentioned. We've got people who are receiving accounts where there are errors on the account. There are pure numerical accounting type errors on the accounts. You and I looked at one the other day where suddenly, a balance of 5,000 rand suddenly becomes 50,000 rand, and there's nothing in between to support it. So there are a number of errors like that, which obviously people must look out for and must raise with the council. There are also, because of COVID, there are also a large number of accounts that are getting estimates, and estimates are never accurate. They tend to be much higher than they should be, and things like that. So there is a mechanism where, and I've tried to put this out on as much of the social media that I'm on to residents, there is a mechanism where you can actually submit your readings both for water and electricity to the council. And to try and get that properly balanced and correct. So there's the accounting error on the one side, or accounting type errors on the one side, and then there's this sort of credit control thing where people have been getting incorrect requests to pay when they're up to date. All of which just adds to the stress of the whole COVID environment that we're in at the moment. We've got to be very sympathetic, I think, with a poor old resident who's doing his very best to be an active and engaged citizen and do all the right things, and is having to battle a little bit with a lot of additional problems at the moment, which hopefully we're going to get right and things will settle down and will return to normal. But at the moment, it's a bit of a stress on all of us.
I think what I need to do is get the information from you, because I'm getting messages and messages. It's worse than before. Streaming can't hear anything. So I don't know. It's very, very strange, because on my side, it is absolutely crystal clear. I can hear everything you say. But there's obviously something going on. Yossi says, can't hear what David Fisher says. Saying it's even worse than before, so it seems to be that it's people that are listening on through the streaming service are not. Barry says I can hear him perfectly. Brian says I can hear him perfectly. I mean, this is now the discussion. Sonati, what are you saying?
Yeah, no, I think it's also the streaming service.
Why did somebody
we could also hear it properly on in studio.
Okay, so Dave, what I'm going to actually ask you to do, if you can just message me, perhaps, and then I can at least read it out to our listeners. What do people do if they've got either one of those issues? So you mentioned two issues, just to tell, just to repeat that, because for listeners who can't hear Dave, he said that there's the billing issue where there's a mistake, and then there's this whole estimate issue, and where an estimate is placed. But there's a way in which you could actually submit your own information around that. So what I'm going to ask Dave to do is send me some of that information and who to contact, A, if you have a problem with your account, and B, what to do if you want to give your to do your own estimate. I know from Dave's advice, and Dave, just you know, as I can hear you, and this is the strangest way of doing a radio interview, correct me if I'm wrong, but Dave has told me before, for a friend of mine who was dealing with some of this issue, where he got an outrageous account, nowhere in no relation to any of the months before. Dave's advice to my friend was to pay your normal amount. Just keep paying that and then try and resolve it. Don't hold back on that payment, on any form of payment. So pay that normal amount and then query the outrageous or large or problematic account. Dave, does that make sense?
That makes sense. Howard, one of the things, and this communication problem is a good segue into this. One of the things that's quite important for a counselor is to try and get as much information like this out to residents. So I've set up a Telegram account for Ward 74, but Telegram has no limit, so anybody can join it. If I give you the link to that, if you can broadcast that, because yes. On that I try and put updates like what we're talking about now, so that people are at least informed. And if you're informed, you're on the first step towards resolving whatever the issue is. I will send you information, and if you can then just let people know.
Absolutely.
And let's try and keep communicating.
All right, and Garen says, I've been building correctly for the past 6 years. My water bill is 80,000 rand. I can't sort it out. The water department says I must pay it and then sort it out. That's just a joke. And of course it is. You know, people don't have that kind of money lying around that they can just pay an account of 80 or 100,000 rand in order to and then sort it out. It doesn't make sense. So Dave is going to give us some information and hopefully some way to try and resolve it. That the line is a poor one, but we will get that information and we will pass it on to you.